The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Are you familiar with the noble lie? Plato's noble lie. He described, Plato describes a fictional story that the rulers of an ideal society ought to spread. He thinks that all people born are born from Earth. So they're like siblings from one big family. And that time, the gods mixed different metals into all these people's souls. Into the philosophers and the kings, so the rulers, God mixed gold into their souls. Into the guardians or the soldiers, the gods mixed silver into their souls. And into the producers, the farmers, the merchants, and the workers, the gods mixed bronze and iron into their souls. So the idea was that social classes are a natural thing, that people should accept their roles because it's preordained by the gods, and the result is a stable society. So Plato, in all of his wisdom, wasn't promoting lying for its own sake, but he believed that telling this lie, this noble lie, would prevent social unrest. By helping people to accept where they're at, it would help to keep power in the hands of the most capable people, the folks with the gold in their souls, and would help to foster loyalty and promote unity and reduce selfish ambition. So he believed that some falsehoods, and this is a pretty big one, Plato, that he believed that these are necessary evils for what he perceived to be the greatest goods. So where does that happen here today? Does it have our leaders read the noble lie? Are they very familiar and well-versed with Plato's thinking? And they think, oh, you know what? There's all these people running around. There's a lot of them. How are we going to keep control? Because the last thing we want is for them to find out, or for them to become a little too uppity to want to change their station. So, is that an ethical thing? Is it of value because the greater good of social stability is served through this? Or is truth always better in the long run? What do you think? There's this thing called, there's this type of person called a disingenuous person. And what disingenuous means is it's not being sincere, honest, and it's often pretending to know less than you actually do, or that you're being slightly deceptive. So you're a disingenuous person, you're insincere, you're not honest, you act like you don't know when you actually do, and you are attempting to deceive. So it's like acting innocent or clueless when you actually understand what it is that's going on here. So when somebody says to you, oh, I had no idea that this would upset you, when they clearly knew that that would be an upsetting thing, that would be disingenuous. I abhor disingenuous people. I fucking hate them. Fucking hate disingenuous people. I just can't stand it. It makes my skin crawl. Number one is because I don't like when people are dishonest, but mainly it's because most of these people who are disingenuous think that they're way smarter than everybody else. They think that they are so much smarter, so much more evolved, so much more refined than you and I are. But in reality, they're midwits at best. They are not smart people. They are middling midwits. I don't tolerate them in my personal life, meaning when I meet somebody who is disingenuous, I do not spend time with them. Try to avoid them at all cost. But what do you do? What do you do when disingenuous people are in charge of your money? What do you do when they're in charge of lawmaking? What do you do when they're allocating your money and we can't even vote them out? This permanent bureaucracy. What do we do? It's not good, is it? Or am I overreacting? Is it really not that big of a deal? People who really know act like they don't know, but they're acting in my best interest. I think that that's a bad thing. I do believe the truth is better. I believe the truth will, in fact, set you free. So, Plato obviously talked about this. Machiavelli obviously talked about the importance of deception in politics in The Prince, which you've no doubt read, but it's been a minute. He talks about how leaders often need to be deceptive to maintain power. But he also talks about if deception becomes widespread, not just among the rulers, it leads to instability, betrayal, and chaos. A society where no one trusts each other cannot function well. Huh. That sounds mildly familiar, doesn't it? Rousseau talks about corruption and hypocrisy in the social contract. Says that when people act disingenuously, pretending to care about the common good while actually seeking their own advantage, society becomes corrupt. That sounds familiar too. He believed that genuine civic virtue is necessary for democracy to work, and widespread dishonesty leads to inequality and oppression. So, corruption, disingenuousness, dishonesty will lead to negative things. Go figure. Arendt, in her book, The Banality of Evil, describes that bureaucrats and politicians who act disingenuously, people who pretend to follow orders without responsibility, enable mass harm. She warns that when people refuse to be honest about their actions and motives, they help oppressive systems to thrive. Which, when you say it out loud or you listen to it, it's obvious. It's obvious. George Orwell, perhaps you're familiar with this. 1984, an Animal Farm. He criticized how dishonest language and propaganda distort reality, making it easier for corrupt leaders to control people. He shows how disingenuous people use lies to justify oppression, how a culture of deception weakens people's ability to think critically. I mean, does it get any more forward-thinking or prescient than that? That dude had a crystal ball. Noam Chomsky warned that media and political elites often manipulate information. Yuval Noah Harari suggests that shared myths and narratives hold societies together, but if these turn into widespread deceptions, societal collapse will follow. So, disingenuous people, whoever they are, if it's our politicians or our movie stars or athletes or people in the media. Wait, people in the media can be disingenuous? What? Get out of here. Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
It's so harmful to society. It breaks trust. It enables corruption. It weakens our institutions. And a society that tolerates dishonesty often becomes dysfunctional, oppressive, or unstable. Yeah, it's the truth. The Bible talks a lot about this too. From Proverbs 11, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Also from Proverbs, enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. In Matthew, Jesus laying into the Pharisees, he says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean." Whoo, buddy, that's our political class right there. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. Snap. Proverbs 29, if a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. From Isaiah, so justice is driven back and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. How do you get rid of it? How do we get rid of disingenuous behavior, both in ourselves and society? I think that how you fix any big problem is number one, by starting with yourself and committing to personal integrity and honesty. So making truthfulness and just telling the truth a habit. Don't BS people. Take responsibility. Surround yourself with honest people. Don't tolerate disingenuous people at any stage of your life. And we need to encourage truth in society. So many of us felt like we didn't have a voice, and it was on purpose, I believe, that when you did speak out, you got cut down. You got canceled. You got fired. You lost status. And what we're experiencing very timely in Europe are these hate speech laws where you get arrested for making insults on social media and stuff like that. So it's just governments trying to control your speech. So we can't have truth in society when we can't call out bad behavior and fraud and lies. When we are in fear of retribution, which we were, we can't have truth in society. We need to focus on critical thinking and being honest. And when the emperor has no clothes, as more often than not, it seems that he and she does not, we must call that out. We have to fix systemic problems. And that's what's going on right now through an increased push, transparency with our government and where our money is going. So all these things are true. So it is an exciting and scary time. And I don't think that there's anybody out there that wants innocent people to be harmed. I don't think that there's anybody out there who wants people in need to not be taken care of. I know that I believe that it's the responsibility of a functional society to protect those people who are most at risk. So it's babies, that's the elderly, it's people who are down on their luck, it's people who are suffering from mental health issues, from physical health issues, from emotional health issues, people who have become addicted to drugs or other substances. We need to help those people. We need to have resources that are available to help those people. And I don't think that there's anybody in our society who disagrees with that. But we cannot simply overlook what could be fraud and corruption and criminality. We cannot overlook that and not address those things. We need to be able to do two things at the same time. We need to be able to take care of those people, and we need to hold our leaders to account. We need transparency in where my money is going. You must demand transparency in where your money is going as well. And if we're able to do that, if we're able to stand and call these things out, then I think we've got an opportunity to come through this far, 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 far better than we were before. I think that that's a really exciting thing. I think that it could be morning in America. And as always, do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.